just listening to Naftali describe that one sentence, 9:30 is 9:30, the whole ne'imus and the chmodus and sweetness and beauty of Akira Mamash came back. It was yesterday. So, on the yard side, people got together to share Zechronis. It always intrigued me that the word Zekaron and the word Zohar are the same letters. We know Zohar is a Mashpia, the Keva is the Makabal, and the Zohar is the Mashpia. The Zekaron, Kenira, has some kind of Shachas to be Mashpia. So the question is that if Zekaron is Mashpia, but Zekaron is just the memory of what was. So the thing that was, Beshas Maisa, should be Mashpia. Why is it this Zekaron that's Mashpia? So I think the answer is because we all know in life, things happen, and they come, and they go, and not always do we appreciate the things, Beshas Maisa. But sometimes later on, we remember previous things, and we remember this situation, that situation, always fits in somewhere. Everything that we experience always fits in somewhere. So it's these occurrences, the memory, that's Mashpia. I think it's important we should all sit down and remember, Akiva, how different things could possibly be Mashpia later on. I want to talk about something that was Negeimi then, Baruch Hashem, now it's not Negeimi. I met Akiva when I was a Vimizak Melter Bunker. I was very close to him and we spoke about many things. One of the things that we spoke about was Shidduchim. I remember a Zog that he said from Dover Feinstein, and it reverberated by me, and it really made a chizik. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to anyways. He asked him Dover about Shidduchim, and he said, you know, obviously he was a chayla, and he was worried what, you know, how to deal with it, and what to tell the girl that he's going out with the collar. What to, you know, this is before he was engaged. And Dover told him a Zog. And he said, if it's the right one, there's nothing to do to stop it. And if it's the wrong one, there's nothing you can do to start it. This is something that he told me then, and this is something that had tremendous hashpah on me. Unfortunately, he never knew that I was a chassan, nor did he know that I got married. I remember the tremendous simcha when he became a chassan, the dancing around in the lobby. When I got engaged, it intrigued me. I always thought that, you know, I wish he would be here. I hope he'd be my chassan. I hope he would know that. I hope he would know. You know, the statement in the medrash says Yosef. It says Binyamin named one of his children Chupim. And the medrash says because it's Binyamin says I wasn't by Yosef's chup and he wasn't by mine. And I always had this thought that Kiri should be my chupa. I remember visiting Kiri. He was in Shana Rishana. And the Shana Rishana was in the hospital. I remember it dawned upon me then that many people spend Shana Rishana going on a honeymoon. And this Shana Rishana was in the hospital. But as I said, at that point I was an Alter Bacher, and I would open my eyes, and I would look, and I would see, and I would look at other people's marriages. I remember something that hit me then that had tremendous hashpah, and had a tremendous hashpah up until now. That we're in the hospital, Shana Rishana. But the Abba, the Achav, the Shalom, the Reyes, the care and the devotion. I remember even a conversation that happened, I'm going to say it over, maybe I shouldn't, but I'm going to say it over anyways. There was some kind of discussion about jewelry, I forget how it came up. I remember his collar looking at Kiva and saying, you see, here's a jewel. But it wasn't just that she said it. I remember the look in her eyes and in his eyes when she said it. And it dawned upon me. But what's Shalom Bayis about? It's about a honeymoon. There was more Avav Yachav and Shalom Reish in that hospital room. I have a friend who went to Italy for his honeymoon. There's no Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis is not where you are, it's what you make of it. I had a tremendous hashpah on me, and it's a spot that I have up until this day. I remember visiting with a kvutza of Bochum, TV in the hospital, on the top floor in the suite. And believe it or not, I have fond memories, as Naftali described. It was tense. There were times when Akiva asked me what's going to be. But the truth is, my overwhelming memory is fond. I remember fighting with Mr. Ehrenpreis about different things, about the theory of relativity, with the rocket shovel, with Einstein, different things about Tosis and Sukkot, Avches. The boys sitting together, turning on the television, we were able to sneak in there. Those are fond memories, the geschmack of being around, the geschmack of being together. And sometimes you could sit in a room with this sinner and this kinner and this competition. Around Kiva, my only memory of being around him is just pleasant. When the first time I met Kiwi, was in Kemaris, I was learning second Seder, all the way on the other side, and I was on this side. And as you know, learning could be a tense situation. I still remember in my mind's eye, Kiwi slowly sauntering across the lawn to speak and learning. I remember my feeling of complacency, of calmness, of sweetness. Just the neimus of talking to him and learning and other things. So I think that's the only way to describe him, this person, the sweetness and the neimus. About 200 years ago, there was a very great goyim by the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Rotenberg. He later changed his name to Alter, and he was known as the Chavisha Rim. He had 13 children, all of whom died in his lifetime. When he got up from the shiva of his 13th child, he went to visit his Rebbe, the Rebbe Rabbeinu. And he asked him the following question. He says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, the Chesed Hashem me'olam ve'ad olam ha'yireil. The Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines upon those who fear him. He says, the chesed of the Eibishter obviously did not shine upon me. But doesn't that show that I'm lacking in Yirah Shemayim? So the Rebbe Bim said, Shemaya, read the end of the Pasuk. The end of the Pasuk, the chesed Hashem u'vad olam, but it said, kosei liv nevonim. His tzidkus, his chesed, goes to one's children's children. There's Eina Chanam, you lost 13 children. But your son Avram left over a child. You have B'nai Bonim. Yehuda Leib. You see what will happen with you. And everybody knows that grandson grew up to be this Vasemes, and he built up Gerit to the worldwide Hasidus that is up until this day. It's something that Kodesh Baruch Hu brings the Chesed to children, and sometimes to children's children. Kivi, as we remember him, is not here. But he left over a daughter. And Chesed Hashem, May Oilam, Yad Oilam, Al Yereyev, Yitzit Kosha, Liv Nevonim, and Mitzvah Hashem, all the tefillahs, and all the bakoshas, and all the good wishes, and all the goodwill, and all the Siyata Deshmaya, that we all wished for Kivi, and was Mespalel, those tefillahs are there, and Mitzvah Hashem, Bimakuyim, Liv Nevonim, and Mitzvah Hashem will have a lot of nachas from her, and will continue Ad Bizkar. Thank you.